This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's Empower Wichita on Power 93.5.
Good morning. Welcome to Empower Wichita. Everybody, thank you for joining me. And we have a very special session today. So what we're doing is, you guys know with COVID, it's hard to have guests in the building. And so we do everything over the phone. And there is a really cool event coming up September 5th. And I have Tracy Mason on the phone, who owns CHD Boxing Club over on 9th and Poplar, right here in our city in Wichita. How are you doing, Tracy?
I'm doing great.
Thank you so much for taking the time to join me today.
No problem.
There's something really cool happening in the city, and you own a CHD Boxing Club. Before we get started, though, I also have TJ, who is a youth that is also a part of CHD Boxing Club. Are you there, TJ?
Yes.
All right, TJ, thank you so much for joining us. Also, I'll get started with you, Tracy. Before we jump into this event, Gloves Over Guns happening, the flyer is posted on our Facebook page at Power 935. Let's kind of back up and talk about CHD Boxing Club. What inspired you to even start the organization?
Well, actually, my health. I'd have a health issue. I just started really thinking about what to do about it. You know, and I've been involved with boxing for the better part of 20 years. So I just decided, you know, wow, it really kind of, the idea kind of hit me, just, you know, I got to get myself in shape, which was conditioning.
Mm-hmm.
Then it was my heart that was the issue. So that was the middle of it. And I had to have discipline to drop some of the habits, the old habits I had. So that's where CHD actually came from, you know, conditioning, heart, and discipline.
So it
all ties in what I had to do personally. So I decided to just go ahead and make that as, you know, basically as a boxing format. You know, you have to be in shape, which is your conditioning.
Mm-hmm.
You have to take care of your heart and your body and stuff like that. And you have to have discipline to do it. So
that was my next question. Condition, heart, discipline. I was like, what does the CHD stand for? Okay, awesome.
And
for everyone listening right now, CHD Boxing Club, you can find them on Facebook, CHD Inc., right there for more details. Stay up to date on their events. But you guys have an event coming up, Gloves Over Guns, which is a community fitness competition. There's going to be challenges, music, prizes. What is this all about? And I do show also Launchpad as a part of this. And later in the show, we're going to have Bryce, who is the founder of Launchpad, in this. And then again, we also have TJ, a youth who was a part of CHD Boxing Club. TJ, when did you start being a part of CHD?
Well, when my papa started boxing, he started training me with him,
mm-hmm.
and that's just how we started it.
Now, who's your pop pop? Is that Tracy?
Yeah.
How old are you, TJ?
I'm 10.
How long have you been boxing?
For about 2 years or one.
What do you like? What does boxing do for you? What do you like about it? When you're in the ring or when you go to the gym, how does that make you feel when you go?
I don't know. It helps with my conditioning, mm-hmm. my speed, my energy. It just helps everything.
Do you feel like it helps with your confidence and just kind of helps you feel better about everything?
Yeah.
Nice. This event, Tracy, what inspired Gloves Over Guns?
Well, really just my want for youth to actually go home at night,
yeah.
and settle their disagreements and their beefs. in a way that where they can go home, you know, because I actually got it from a West Coast ideal of guys that, you know, gang members I met, ran into there that settled, you know, their beefs that away, and they left it at that. So when I came back to Wichita, I decided to just, you know, run the ideal across Chief Gordon Ramsey and Councilman Brandon Johnson, you know, about what I was going to do outside of my gym-wise. Because I figured they're gonna have disagreements, and I don't condone violence. I don't condone, you know, I'd rather they sell it, walk away, everybody shake hands and be good. But knowing that we had disagreements out there and
it's the real world.
Yes, I try to have something there to where, okay, if you have a disagreement over something, most of the time it'd be over something small that can be settled. And most of the time, for the better part, when you box somebody with gloves on, you leave with a sense of respect for the other individual.
Sure.
You know, you don't have the same type of level of animosity and angst. You're like, okay, this is because gloves actually make it like a sporting event.
Absolutely.
So it changes the dynamics. Instead of just being a full-fledged raceful fight, you know, it turns into something like it's a sport now. And that's really the crust of it. I just want the youth to go home. I want people to go home at night, you know, not go to hospitals, not make it to the hospitals, because, you know, one of the things I have found that the youth have told me is that what they worry about and fear the most is getting shot or jumped. Mm. So that's what really pushes me there, because, you know, that's just something I just can't feel. I've been in some positions where, okay, I have been, you know, in that position, and I just thought today was just now was my time to really try to change some of that culture.
Sure, absolutely. And I do show Launchpad is a part of this, which is really exciting. And we'll learn more about Launchpad here in a little bit. I want to remind everyone, too, if you're just tuning in to Empower Wichita, again, I'm on the phone with Tracy Mason, owner of CHD Boxing Club. I want to remind everyone that CHD Boxing is a nonprofit organization.
Yes, I am also a nonprofit. The kids, that's why the youth are free. Train them for free. We go over curriculums about community economics and resources.
Wow.
I teach them about copyright, trademarks, and patents and stuff like that. You know, and our logo, our motto basically is, I respect myself, I honor others, I take ownership of my actions.
I love that.
So I just really try to get them to understand some of those crusted things, that there is more to life than just, you know, what they're surrounded by, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And not all of them come from, you know, negative backgrounds, but those are the ones that I really try to reach, because I want to prevent somebody from falling down this path that I did, making some of the same mistakes. If I can just prevent one or two, you know, I feel satisfied, because it's a heavy load.
Yeah.
So, but I enjoy it. You know, I enjoy the interaction. They tell you the truth. The youth tell you the raw truth. I'm amazed by them. So I feel that that's my purpose, is to just really try to touch bases with them as best I can.
And if you're just tuning in to Empower Wichita, the voice you hear right now, that is Tracy Mason. He is the owner of CHD Boxing Club over at 9th and Poplar, 2505 East 9th Street. And they have a community event coming up September 5th, 1 p.m. You want to be a part of the movement. Again, CHD stands for Condition, Heart, Discipline. And he's helping train the youth for free. This is a nonprofit organization, but they have an event coming up. Gloves over guns. And so you want to learn about this event, head to the Facebook page, CHD Inc. on Facebook. If your youth want to be a part of this, because there's a lot of cool stuff. There's some challenges. They have the Sock It Till You Stop bag competition, the Four Corners competition. Mm-hmm. We're on the phone also with youth TJ. TJ, are you going to be a part of this event?
Did we lose you?
TJ, did we lose you?
Fortnite probably got the best.
Hello? Are you playing Fortnite, TJ?
No.
Oh my gosh. Hey, are you going to be a part of this event September 5th?
Probably.
You going to do some bench pressing or some four corners competition, some push-ups?
Yeah.
Okay. Again, this event is September 5th, 1 p.m. Learn all the information. There's a registration link. I'm assuming all of this is going to be on the Facebook page. Is that correct, Tracy?
Yes, it is.
Cool. It's also on our Facebook page at Power 935. Yeah, because there's registration, and the funds for this, you guys, are being raised for a CHD Boxing Club's youth program. This is a nonprofit, so everything is going towards the funds for this.
Right.
So, TJ, we are going to let you go because we have Bryce, the founder of Launchpad, waiting on the other line.
Okay.
All right, buddy. Hey, you enjoy the rest of your day, okay?
Okay.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
All right. All right, so Mr. Bryce Graham, founder of Launchpad. Hey, Bryce.
Hey.
How are you?
I'm well. How about yourself?
I'm awesome. We just got off the phone. I have Tracy Mason on the phone.
What's up, big bro? Top of the day, bro.
We just hung up with TJ, and so we're talking about this big event, September 5th. It's going down, gloves over guns, and Launchpad is a big part of it. So for anyone listening right now, can you kind of back up, tell us, what is Launchpad?
Launchpad is a local 501c3, mm-hmm. and we focus on youth mentorship, you know, exposing youth to new opportunities and also mentoring them and kind of helping guide them to help launch them into the orbit of success. That's kind of where the Launchpad theme came from.
I see. I'm on your website. Is it the ICT Launchpad Inc.? Is that it right here that I'm on?
Yes.
We might have to talk in the future, Bryce, because this is a really cool thing you guys got going on here.
Very cool.
Yeah. Tell me, what made you want to be a part of Gloves Over Guns? Can you kind of give me the background to how all this came to be?
Oh, yeah. So one of the things that we like to do as a Launchpad is partner with other organizations or individuals who are looking to do positive things in the community.
Mm-hmm.
And I met Mr. Mason before, and we had a lot of interest in common. We both want to see the same things for our community. And so it only made sense that we would eventually link together to do something. And Nikayla and Tracy actually met, what was that, about 3 weeks ago?
About three weeks ago.
And they talked about what are some of the possibilities of, you know, how we can help push, you know, Tracy's vision for the gym and all the things that he does. And Gloves Over Guns is something that he had already came up with and that he wanted to push out there to the community. So we just wanted to partner with him and help bring it into fruition.
And I want to remind everybody, there are sponsorship opportunities. What are you guys needing? Because I'm showing here, you guys are looking for a food sponsor, participant prizes, you know, gift cards, anyone who can help, cases of water. If somebody listening right now has these resources for you for this event, September 5th, what is the best way to reach out to you to get this stuff to you?
You can reach out to Launchpad, or you can reach out to CHD. You can call me out. We have the numbers there on the CHD boxing page.
Okay.
But Launchpad, the person to really reach out to is the disciplinarian, Nikayla Marie.
Nikayla, okay.
She's the one that really kind of, you know, is the pusher, the discipline of her.
Yeah.
She's the one to keep us on task anyway. She keeps me on task. I appreciate her. That would be someone to really reach out to as far as that, because like I told her, Mr. Graham, that I'm really just a coach. You know, and I just want to do coaching and mentoring. So they're the ones that has the backbones of what's going on with everything you signed. Face mask is one of the one big things that we need. I mean, not face mask, but dust mask, you know.
Yeah.
Because what the situation it is, and we want to be in compliance, CHD and Launchpad are in compliance with it. So that would be something I would definitely like to add in. But yeah.
And you guys, don't forget, you can find CHD Inc. on Facebook. And all of this information, how to reach out to Nikayla if you want to be a sponsor of this event coming up, is right there. It's got the registration link if you want your youth to be a part of this, if you would like to be a sponsor. It is all on this Facebook page, CHD Inc. And I'm going to add this flyer on Power 93.5's Facebook page.
Thank you.
If any of our listeners, if this is a lot of information, you're like, okay, hold up, head to Power 93.5 Facebook page. All the information will be right there. The flyer will be right there with also CHD's Facebook page as well. So you can just click on it. CHD Inc. also on Facebook. On the phone with me now, if you're just tuning in to Empower Wichita, I have Tracy Mason, owner of CHD Boxing. I have the founder of Launchpad, Mr. Bryce, on the phone with us. We lost Nikayla earlier. Good old technology phone problems. We had TJ, a youth who was a part of CHD Boxing Club, on the phone. And I just want to thank you, gentlemen, for being a part of the movement, for taking the time to talk to me today, for putting on this event, and just having an outlet for our youth, especially at a time like this that we're going through right now.
All right.
right now, I mean, these are some of the issues and challenges just growing up in a neighborhood, a predominantly black neighborhood, a predominantly poverty-ridden neighborhood or area where, you know, these issues have been issues for as long as you know, we've been here, after slavery, you know?
Yeah.
And so it's nothing new, but now it's getting mass media attention.
Right.
So with that, you know, we want to remind people that this is an annual event, a once-a-year event that we're planning on hosting. But Tracy is planning on providing mentorship and other events and things all year round.
Mm-hmm.
So this is not right. just a one time. We want people to get involved who are committed over the long haul and not just while things are, you know, hot and in the news and then, you know, something else happens and it's no longer the new thing, the hot thing, the end thing. You know, we want people who want to be right. committed long term to help and improve the situation. It's not going to change overnight and it's not going to change with one event. So we are looking to partner with individuals who are committed long term.
Absolutely. And I would love for you guys to keep in touch with Power 93.5 so we can continue just to kind of partner with you guys on bringing awareness to not only these events, like you said, not the trendiness of it, but it's a lifestyle and it's an outlet for our youth and for the community, you know? So again, get a team of four together for September 5th. It's going down. CHD Boxing Club, 2505 East 9th Street in partnership with Launchpad. Again, gentlemen, thank you so much for hanging with me for Empower Wichita. I'm going to post all of this on our social media. Find CHD Inc. on Facebook. All the information right there. Bryce, Tracy, thank you guys so much.
Thank you, Carla.
All right. We will be right back for Empower Wichita. It's Power 93.5.
Empower Wichita continues after this on Power 93.5.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.